The U.S. dollar has lost 85% of its value since the 70s, when the dollar decoupled from gold, and the government seems bent on continuing the tradition. Charlie Kirk here. From now until after the elections, the government can print as much money as they want. The last time they did that, inflation went up 9%. Gold is the only asset that has proven to withstand inflation. Invest in gold with Noble Gold Investments. You will get a 24-karat, 1/4 ounce gold standard coin for free. Just use promo code Kirk. Go to noblegoldinvestments.com. That's noblegoldinvestments.com, the only gold company I trust. Hey, everybody. Today on the Charlie Kirk Show, Capital Research Center Parker Thayer comes out with an amazing report how charities are giving Democrats political victories. Email us, as always, freedom@charliekirk.com, and subscribe to our podcast. Open up your podcast app and type in Charlie Kirk Show. Get involved with Turning Point USA today at tpusa.com. That is tpusa.com. Start a high school or college chapter today at tpusa.com. Buckle up, everybody. Here we go.
Charlie, what you've done is incredible here.
Maybe Charlie Kirk is on the college campus.
I want you to know we are lucky to have Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk's running the White House, folks.
I want to thank Charlie. He's an incredible guy. His spirit, his love of this country. He's done an amazing job building one of the most powerful youth organizations ever created, Turning Point USA.
We will not embrace the ideas that have destroyed countries, destroyed lives, and we are going to fight for freedom on campuses across the country. That's why we are here.
Brought to you by the Loan Experts I Trust, Andrew and Todd at Sierra Pacific Mortgage at andrewandtodd.com. One of the most important things we can do before we come up with a plan is we have to realize what we're up against. There's so much research to be done, about the tech companies, the oligarchs, the changing of laws, and something that has been staring us in the face, and there's been a fair amount of surface-level reporting, is how 501c3s, something I'm very familiar with, are being used to assist the Democrat takeover of the country. Now, we run a 501c3, which is strictly educational. Anything that is for social welfare or political goes through Turning Point Action or Turning Point PAC. A new report by Parker Thayer shows how charities secretly help win elections. This is extremely comprehensive. It's nearly 35 pages. He's an investigative reporter, researcher, Capital Research Center, and I believe a graduate of America's greatest college, Hillsdale College, which explains why this report is so well put together. Parker, welcome to the program.
Thank you so much for having me, Charlie.
You did go to Hillsdale, is that right?
I did go to Hillsdale.
Makes sense. Okay, Parker, so walk us through this. I've read the entire report. I saw it on Twitter last night. I immediately texted our team, and I said, we need to go through this. Let's first start with the 501c3 component of this, because by law, 501c3s are not allowed to engage in political activity. What did your research find?
Yeah, so just kind of a quick rundown for anyone who might not understand what a 501c3 is that's listening. 501c3s are charities, nonprofit organizations that have tax-exempt status from the IRS. Think of your local church. That's a 501c3. Like Charlie said, Turning Point USA, that's a 501c3.
Hillsdale College.
Yeah, Hillsdale College. There you go. Another excellent 501c3. Mm-hmm. What these 501c3s were doing that I found early years ago, this is the result of years of research, I found a organization called the Voter Registration Project taking in tens of millions of dollars every single year and distributing them to various state-level 501c3s that were doing exclusively voter registration. I dug around. I couldn't find any information about this. Nobody had talked about it. The media didn't talk about it. Nobody even seemed to know it existed. And as I kept digging, I kept finding more interesting things. Eventually, I found emails on WikiLeaks from John Podesta's leaked emails back in 2015 that showed that this organization, going by the name of the Everybody Votes campaign, which they didn't really share publicly until almost 2021, had been designed as a scheme essentially to guarantee a Democratic presidential victory in 2020.
Yes.
They were aiming to register millions of people in swing states and target only the demographics that were beneficial to Democrats.
So Everybody Votes campaign is scheme sent to John Podesta, head of the 2016 presidential campaign. And you detail the amount of money is $120 million. I think it's even more than that, but you're careful of just what you're able to prove. Is that right, Parker?
Yeah, I mean, this is all I can't even tell you. At CRC, we pride ourselves on doing excellent fact-based research.
And you guys do.
This has gone through so many rounds of editing from very skeptical editors. $120 million in the 2020 cycle. They've raised more than that to date. But that's, you know, this is very provable. And it's from all of the worst lefty billionaires and dark money organizations you can imagine.
So based on your research, these 501c3s that are prohibited from political activity, do you believe that they are, let's just say, pushing the boundaries and or outwardly violating the non-political rule from the Internal Revenue Service for a 501c3?
If there was a line over what they could do, which the IRS doesn't seem to enforce at all, but if there was a line, they crossed it very long ago. The IRS website says that these voter registration campaigns are prohibited from being partisan in either intent or effect. And I was able to prove both, according to the estimates which we ran, based on, you know, leaked documents in these Podesta emails and from other sources. This campaign generated somewhere in the range of 1 to 2 million votes for Democrats in the 2020 cycle.
1 to 2 million votes in Nevada, Arizona, Colorado, Florida, Georgia. But let's just be more specific. Florida, I don't think they spent as much money. It's mostly Arizona, Georgia, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, Michigan. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm. Michigan a little less so, but these are it's exclusively swing states. They weren't the campaign is called Everybody Votes. They didn't care about everybody's vote. They only cared about the swing state votes and only the votes that would benefit the Democrats.
Yeah, if it was everybody votes, why weren't they doing voter registration
in Louisiana?
They weren't
registering people in Alaska.
Yeah.
They weren't in Oklahoma.
Yeah, I mean, so this is – I want to read part of your report. By the way, this is what people say, Charlie, you know, where do you spend your money? I love Capital Research Center. All these D.C. think tanks, most of them are a waste of time. This is a report that will result in good things because now we have the data, mm-hmm. right? No more guessing. Yeah. So I want to read this. This is
– House Ways and Means Committee is already
proposing. I saw that, and I have some feedback. They got to be careful to make sure those rules aren't wrongly enforced against the right, but that's a separate issue. But no, I saw Schweikert's letter. It's mostly good. By the way, before I read this, in Schweikert's letter, foreign people might be funding this stuff. Is that correct?
Exactly. People like Hans-Jörg Wyss, if you've heard
of him. Yeah, the Swiss guy. He's this $4 billion crazy person from Switzerland who is funding 501c4s as well, right, Parker? Not just C3s.
Yeah.
We'll get to the C4 in a second.
Yeah, he's the left's dirty little secret. They don't want anyone talking
exactly
about him.
Exactly right. Tell us about him. No, riff on that.
Oh, yeah. So Hans-Jörg Wyss, he made his money as the, I believe, president and CEO of a company named Synth USA. They got in a lot of trouble for running illegal medical experiments. But he made, you know, millions of dollars and was then, I think, billions of dollars even, and was eventually, around 2009, was caught making illegal campaign contributions to Democrats, mm-hmm. even though he was not a U.S. citizen, doesn't even have a green card, according to his SEC filings. But he uses these 501c3s and 501c4s that we're talking about to put tens of millions of dollars into U.S. Yes. politics in unbelievable ways every single year.
He does not have a U.S. passport, just so everyone is clear. This guy is not a green card holder. He doesn't have a U.S. passport. He's a foreigner who pumps money into domestic 501c3, 501c4 organizations. Hundreds of millions mm-hmm. of dollars, correct, over the last decade?
Yeah. Well, and wouldn't you know it, this guy's foundation, that email I talked about where I found this initially from Podesta, this guy's foundation, Hans-Jörg Wyss's foundation, was the one who initially sent him this idea for the VRP in the first place.
Extraordinary. And you're the only one that I've seen that has connected the Podesta stuff. By the way, Podesta just so happens to be running a press conference today. So I want to read this. This is the tough research. Again, this is public, but this takes hundreds of hours of consolidation. The Billionaire Club comes from Susan Thompson Buffett Foundation, the private foundation of Warren Buffett, $5 million. Foundation to Promote an Open Society, endowed by George Soros, over $10 million. Then Register America is a 501c4. Now, 501c4, they're more in safe harbor for political involvement mm-hmm. and social welfare, but you have the Civic Participation Action Fund, the Wallace H. Coulter Foundation for deceased billionaire founder, the JBB Foundation, PB Foundation for billionaire Barbara Pickauer and her late husband, go on and on and on. You have pages of this. It's striking mm-hmm. how the party, allegedly of the little guy, has so many billionaire oligarchs pumping millions of dollars of dark money into it.
Yeah. These 501c3s are the left's, you know, they're their artillery battery that's just sitting back there, delivering unbelievable amounts of money to the left's causes. according to the CRC studies, the studies that we've done of the spending in these 501c3 areas where billionaires, private foundations and things like that are putting money into politics, you know, the left's 501c3 power, money-wise, outnumbers the right almost 3-1.
Yes.
This is where the money is really moving in American politics.
This is what's so important, everybody. And by the way, they always project, right? So ProPublica, a bunch of interesting people, they wrote a piece on Turning Point USA. Yeah, they wrote a piece on us 3 years ago trying to insinuate that we weren't in a following 501c3 law. Not true, right? But they go hostily aggressive against anything on the right. By the way, we do stuff on high school and college campuses, strictly educational, all that stuff. And we have a C4. And yet they won't even lift a finger to look into this. And so let's talk about the consultant part of this. Tell us about it.
So around 2020, I believe the number was about $20 million, if I'm remembering correctly. The VRP, or also known as the Everybody Votes campaign, which is this 501c3 we've been talking about, dumped millions of dollars into what are basically just Democratic consultants to do supposedly nonpartisan voter registration work. How that works with a Democratic consultant, you know, that works for the DNC and the DSCC is doing nonpartisan voter registration consulting. I don't really know, but you know, one of those consultants that's been in the news lately is GBI Strategies, which got in some trouble in Michigan recently.
Yep.
I don't know if you've heard about that.
Oh, we did. We covered it.
There yep. Yeah. GBI Strategies. The only person who paid them more than the VRP was the DSCC, as far as I can find, which is the Democratic Senatorial Campaign Committee, the heart of the Democratic Party. The VRP was second most at $2.5 million in 2020 for voter registration consulting. And we know that the VRP was working and active in Michigan because they gave to other organizations in Michigan as well.
So these organizations obviously have a political intent. And you put here on page 16, how charities secretly help win elections, sophisticated, planned, and partisan. Assembled here for the first time, the evidence shows that Everybody Votes campaign was the largest, most partisan charitable voter registration effort in American history. Is this now happening again in 2024? Have they slowed down?
Absolutely. They already have hired employees. They have 30 employees. I think the new director is the former director of the Wisconsin Democratic Party.
So
they are ready for 2024.
They're already hiring up that we know of. By the way, the other part of this, Parker, as you know, they'll domicile a C3 and then collapse it and then do another one. By the time the 990s are filed, mm-hmm. they're gone.
Yep. And you wouldn't believe how much trouble I had trying to find
their
offices.
Right? Because some of them, they put up this Potemkin village. They'll do it for an election cycle, similar to the Center for Technology and Civic Life, a 501c3 that Mark Zuckerberg put $400 million in. That received all the attention. This is actually even more clandestine than what Zuckerberg did. Do you know that the average American spends about 20 years in retirement? That's a long time to live without a steady income. And we want to make sure you enjoy every moment of it and don't outlive your money. Retirement is about more than just investments. It's about living your best life. Let's not retire. Let's pivot. My friends at Pax Financial, who I use for my wealth management future, develop a course for the sole purpose of helping you pivot. If you want your own free guide to pivoting into the new chapter of Life with Purpose, visit paxfg.com/charlie. That is paxfg.com/charlie. PaxFG.com/Charlie. Parker, walk us through the timeline.
Yeah. So back in 2015, John Podesta was receiving emails from Hansorg Wiese's foundation. He's a non-American Swiss billionaire, not a citizen. And his foundation is bouncing around ideas for how they can help civic participation among minority communities. What they really mean is how they can help Democrats vote. And the way I know this is because in the documents that they sent, they had catalogs of how they could break up and get out non-white, that's the exact words they use, non-white votes in swing states. They had charts and tables, and they counted up the votes like they were counting livestock. And then they proceeded to develop this plan. It went through a few phases of development and eventually got the name the Everybody Votes campaign. It starts getting money in 2016. They're raking in tens of millions of dollars a year and starting to send out voter registration money to organizations in 8 key swing states around the country. And eventually, under the name Everybody Votes campaign, it gets around to who of all people, but Sam Bankman-Fried's mom. Sam Bankman-Fried's mom runs a PAC called Mind the Gap. They sent this memo about the Everybody Votes campaign out to all of their billionaire donors in Silicon Valley and elsewhere. And they told their donors, don't waste your time giving money to PACs and political campaigns and candidates. That's useless. Give it to these 501c3s instead, because they're way more effective. In fact, the number was 4 to 10 times more cost effective at generating net additional Democratic votes when compared to PACs and candidates.
What message is this that you found where they said this?
Yeah, so this is a memo from a PAC called Mind the Gap, which is Sam Bankman-Fried's mom's PAC.
So the PAC is saying give to C3s instead.
Yeah, exactly. They sent a memo to all their donors, and it got leaked by an excellent reporter called Teddy Schleifer. Apologies if I mispronounced that name. He found this memo, and it basically showed Mind the Gap telling all their donors these C3s are the most effective things Democrats have to win the presidential election, and encouraged them to give generously to it, but also to keep it a complete secret. And it remained a secret until about yesterday when the report came out about it.
It would be interesting if a Republican AG would look at this. Are there any laws that are being broken here outside of federal, you know, charitable guidelines?
As with most campaign finance things, it's very, very dubious. The IRS has rules that say that nonprofit organizations doing voter registration aren't allowed to be partisan in either effect or intent. So even if they didn't intend to and they had the effect of producing a partisan result with their voter registration efforts, that would be, you know, presumably crossing a line. Now, the IRS has turned a blind eye to this stuff for a super long time. If you recall, Obama's first job was community organizer for Project Vote, which did the same thing. Right. Stacey Abrams, the New Georgia Project, which got in trouble for violating these laws, actually, her first job was also a voter registration organization.
You have this memo from Mind the Gap to Silicon Valley donors explaining how Everybody Votes campaign achieves its goal. This is in 2018. And then just by coincidence, Parker, COVID happens and mass mail-in voting occurs. So they have this incredibly well-funded infrastructure. Let me ask the question in a specific way. Did it benefit the Democrat Party's investments in these 501c3s to go towards mass mail-in voting?
I think you could certainly say it did. They did report that there were some difficulties involved with trying to get people to go out and knock on doors. But I think the net effect was very positive.
Did the scheme work?
Yes. By our estimates, it produced about somewhere in the range of a million to 2 million votes. And that's using their own numbers, their own complex studies that they hired consulting firms to put together.
Wait, so are C3s bragging that they got a desired political outcome?
You know, that's the interesting thing. The whole time they were doing this, they didn't say a word. They didn't say a word about what they were doing. They were very quiet about it. And you'd think, hey, if they're a nonprofit who's proud of the work they're doing and they're proud of all of the minority voices that they're lifting up and registering, maybe they would have told somebody about it. But they didn't. In fact, they instructed people to keep it secret. It says a lot about them, I think.
For those that don't know, 501c3s can they issue tax deductions and they can receive foundation money, donor advised funding. Capital gains is deferred if you donate stock. And so they go to these oligarchs and they actually get a tax advantage to then involve themselves to destroy the country.
It allows the left to spend smartly and more.
Parker Thayer, How Charities Secretly Help Win Elections. Incredibly important research piece. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Right now, our world is changing in many uncomfortable ways. It's not just natural disasters, political and economic disasters. The bottom line is you must be prepared for anything to happen at a moment's notice. You won't get a warning. This is not a movie. That's why the smartest thing you could do is invest in emergency food from preparewithkirk.com. As I speak, mypatriotsupply.com is offering a deep discount on their popular 3-month emergency food kit. How does 25% savings sound? It's the biggest discount they offer, and it doesn't come along very often. So act now and grab your 25% discount on each 3-month food kit you order. Get one kit per person in your family. You will not regret it. You are 9 meals away from anarchy, so do something about it. Go to preparewithkirk.com. That is preparewithkirk.com. Save 20% today, 25% today before the sale is over. Go to preparewithkirk.com. That is preparewithkirk.com. One of the things that we do here on this program is we read the room. We receive thousands of emails, freedom@charliekirk.com. So I have a pretty good sense of where the conservative movement is, what you're feeling, what you're thinking, who you're supporting. This Fulton County indictment, it might be the straw that broke the camel's back. It might be the final line that was crossed. But this one is resonating differently with the base. It might be a tipping point. Oh, there's a fair amount of anger. But amongst leaders that I'm talking about, there is a widespread attitude of exhaustion. Exhaustion at best, demoralization at worst, surrender even. And the Democrats, I believe, are doing this intentionally. First, they want to chill political activism, front page of the New York Times. They want you to be afraid that if you petition your government, you might end up on the front page of the New York Times as an indicted felon, maybe facing minimum 5 years in prison under a RICO statute. All orchestrated, all planned. And so that's the issue of hope, isn't it? This is why you must get your spiritual disciplines in order, first and foremost. Politics is not the most important thing. Despite my critics in the so-called Christian world, they say, oh, Charlie only cares about politics. That's not true. The eternal questions are more important than the political questions. I wish that conservatives took politics as seriously as I have suggested. But also conservatives can take politics too seriously. If you allow it to be your identity, if you get into a place of depression and deep sadness if we don't win back the White House in 2024, which I am going to do everything I possibly can to do through Turning Point Action and voter registration and Turning Point PAC and chasing ballots, we are going to do everything we possibly can. But understand that we're the underdog. There is a greater chance than not that the regime is going to win. Anybody who tells you differently is lying to you. Is it a 0% chance? No. I don't know what the odds are. Remember, we don't fight because we know we will win. We fight because it's the right thing to do. We fight out of obedience. We'll continue to fight no matter what. Why? Because we have faith in the ultimate victory and out of obedience to the divine and to fight for beautiful things, to fight for your kids and your grandkids. I don't fear for myself or our Turning Point ranks. We're going to keep growing and fighting. My number one fear right now is not the Department of Justice. It's not even Fannie Willis. It's not the oligarchs, the tech companies, the Chinese Communist Party. Certainly isn't Putin. What a joke. It's not even the cartels. Do you know what my number one fear is right now? And I'm reading the room, I'm telling you. My fear is our side has given up. Not you. You know, you're a dedicated audience member. But you got to hear me out here. I wouldn't say this if I wasn't seeing it. I'm seeing the early stages of a retreat. Of, Charlie, what's it going to take for this to get better? Wrong premise. There's a great quote by an entrepreneur I really respect who I got to know well before he passed away. And in his office were three words. It's how he got wealthy. Get rich slowly. And I asked him, I said, what's the premise behind this? He said, Charlie, you just have to slowly build towards what you want. It's not going to happen overnight. Compounding wealth and compounding wins. My warning and my word of caution to you conservatives, this is not going to happen quickly. It'll be generations before you get close to the country you recognize. And that's a message many conservatives don't want to hear. But it is the truth. Joining us now is Bernie Moreno, who is running for Senate in Ohio. Doing a great job. Bernie Moreno calls for immediate action after bogus Trump indictments. We have endorsed Bernie from Turning Point Action. Bernie, thank you for joining the program. Tell us about your plan.
Well, it's, thank you for having me, Charlie. I think it's pretty straightforward. I think there's just a lot of Republican voters out there that are fed up with the inaction on the Republican side. I mean, what's happening to President Trump is a complete disgrace. Quite frankly, if this was happening in a foreign country, if another country was doing these types of things to its former elected, duly elected leader, we would cut off foreign aid. So it shouldn't be happening in America. It's five simple things that have asked to happen. Number one, we begin impeachment hearings against Joe Biden. It's clear that he's the most corrupt president in American history. Number two, we begin impeachment hearings on Merrick Garland and Christopher Wray. What that will allow us to do is find out what's really going on in the Justice Department, because through the impeachment process, we'll get the actual data and evidence. Number three is we have to use the power of the purse in the House of Representatives and the Senate to really make certain that we're defunding these agencies that are weaponizing our government's judicial system. Number four, we have to stop allowing these judicial nominees to go through the Senate, because unless they start putting actual constitutional people in there and not these extreme advocates. And number five, fully support what Senator J.D. Vance is doing, which is to stop the DOJ nominations until the Department of Justice stops weaponizing that department against President Trump and other U.S. citizens.
I support all of these. Let's play a piece of tape here just to kind of show how radical things have become. And I think that Newt Gingrich frames it perfectly. Play cut 30, please.
If you read Andy McCarthy's remarkable book, Ball of Collusion, which came out in 2019, he makes very clear that it is Barack Obama who corrupts the Justice Department. It is Hillary Clinton who routinely breaks the law and gets away with it. And now we have Joe Biden who's learned. He's learned from Obama that doesn't matter what you do, if you're a liberal Democrat, you will not be prosecuted. He learned from Hillary that a person in high public office can get millions and millions of dollars. And they learned from watching Donald Trump that a true outsider willing to take on the entire system could destroy their entire machine.
Now, Bernie, I'm sure you're hearing from grassroots folks as you travel the state of Ohio to become the next senator, which we're totally in support of, anger and outrage. Connect that with kind of the sentiment of Newt Gingrich, your reaction.
Yeah, I mean, the reality is we live in a country, I came to a country that has one blind justice system, not a two-tiered system. That's what we're seeing. So what I hear all over Ohio, I've driven 32,000 miles in the last 4 months in every corner of Ohio, is complete outrage. This is not the country that we expect it to be. We need to have a country where law and order and our justice system works. And they're extraordinarily frustrated that not only do we have this corrupt president in the White House, but we have, to a large extent, Republicans in the Congress that are failing to act. That's what's really getting them. You know, they didn't vote for Democrats. They voted for Republicans. But where is the action coming from Republicans?
It's a lot of talk and not a lot of action. And so let's focus on this one. Number three, use the power of the purse to defund the witch hunts against former President Trump. There's a CR coming up, and whispers are that the Speaker of the House and the Senate are going to come together in a deal to have a clean CR. If you were a senator, would you stand up against this and demand that before we fund the government, we are going to defund the rogue prosecutor, Jack Smith?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, that's what our founders envisioned, is three co-equal branches of government. The Congress, Article One, is maybe a little bit more equal than the others. Control the purse, control the money. We're the stewards of the U.S. taxpayer, and we should not be using taxpayer dollars for Joe Biden to interfere with our elections and try to knock out his most ardent opponent, a person who clearly is going to be the nominee of the Republican Party, who clearly will beat him next year. He's using taxpayer dollars to go after him, causing him to have to spend enormous amounts of money to defend himself instead of being able to use that money to run his campaign.
I agree. So let's play another piece of tape here just to kind of reemphasize the radical nature of all of this and why we need to support Bernie Moreno's quest to become the next senator of Ohio and defeat Sherrod Brown, who couldn't care less about the weaponization of government. Let's play this just to kind of motivate the audience. Hillary Clinton is laughing. Play cut 48.
One of the things that we've learned by living it in these past few years is that democracy needs the trust of the people.
That's right.
That the system of democracy at its heart is the idea that the people get to decide how we are governed.
The deliberate effort to divide Americans, to lie to Americans about what was going on literally in front of their own eyes, what happened on January 6th, don't believe what you saw, believe what I tell you. Those are all the hallmarks of authoritarian, dictatorial kinds of leaders.
Here they are. She's going on cable television taunting us. And by the way, the people of Ohio, they repudiated Hillary Clinton. They wanted nothing to do with her. Bernie Moreno.
Well, thank God for 2016. Yes. Can you imagine that lunatic was the president of the United States at any point in time? The reality is, it's what you just saw was the greatest act of deflection you could ever see. Everything she's talking about what they have in mind on the Democrat side. Joe Biden has had four executive orders that have been ruled unconstitutional by the Supreme Court. Four. I don't think any president's ever had that. He has us in these wars all over the world. Ukraine is a disaster. Virtually every place on Earth is. He has this generationally high inflation. He's attacked American energy. Here in Canton, Ohio, we just had Republic Steel be gutted by a Mexican steel company that left 500 workers unemployed. You go right down the list. The reality is Joe Biden and Kamala Harris are an abject disaster for America. We have to get them out of the White House. And we need President Trump back in there because he's the only one that can set this country back on track to how far off we've gotten since Joe Biden's been elected.
I totally agree. So just in closing here, Bernie, give us the update from the campaign trail, how your race is going and how people can support you.
It's going great, Charlie. All right, thanks to you. You had me down at the Turning Point Summit down in West Palm Beach, which was fantastic. We've got incredible grassroots support. We just announced 50 county chairs all over every corner of Ohio, 200 plus grassroots endorsements. We've outraised our competitor 8-1 last quarter. We have all the momentum in the world. Most of our donors are coming from Ohio. Your viewers can go on Bernie Moreno, MOREno.com. Charlie, we need the help. We're not the establishment pick. I've never been an elected office. I've never been on a statewide ballot. So we really need that $5, $10, $25 contribution to really help fuel the campaign. So if they could go on that website and do that, that would be absolutely fantastic. Thank you for your endorsement to J.D. Vance's, to Marco Rubio's, Lee Zeldin, Cash Patel, Kerry Lake. We've got a great group of endorsers here in this campaign.
Very good. Bernie Moreno, we're behind you. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thanks so much for listening, everybody. Email us your thoughts, as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. Thanks so much for listening, and God bless.
For more on many of these stories and news you can trust, go to charliekirk.com.
You've spoken and we've heard you loud and clear. We're proud to announce our brand new ACLJ Life and Liberty Drive. Our legal teams will be focusing on the issues that you've told us matter the most to you, life and religious liberty. We're redoubling our efforts to beat back the radical left's attacks on your constitutional religious freedoms and to defend the sanctity of human life. This is your moment to get in the fight. Every tax-deductible gift will be doubled. Go to ACLJ.org right now and join us in the fight.